Young Charlotte lived by the mountainside in a wild and desolate spot, a dwelling there for her 3 miles round except her father's car. And still on many a winter's night young swains would gather there, for her father kept a social board and she was young and fair. Father loved to see her dressed fine as a city belle, for she was the only child he had, and he loved his daughter well. This New Year's Eve the sun is down, why beam her longing eyes out at the frosty window for to see the sleighs go by? The village in 15 miles off, there's a merry ball tonight. The air is cold and piercing, but her heart beats warm and light. Yet restless beams her longing eyes, till a well-known sound she hears. When dashing up to the cottage door, young Charlie's sleigh appears. Oh, daughter dear, the her mother cries, his blanket round you fold. It is a dreadful night, you know, you'll catch your death of cold. Oh, nay, fair Charlotte said, she laughed like a gypsy queen, to ride in blankets muffled up, I never shall be seen. A silken cloak is warm enough, you know it's lined throughout. Besides, I have a silken shawl to tie my neck about. Her bonnet and her gloves were on, she jumped into the sleigh. And away they rode by the mountainside and over the hills away. There is life in the sound of the merry bells as o'er the hills they go. But a creaking do the runners make as they bite the frozen snow. With muffled face all silently, 5 cold long miles they pass. And Charlie in a few frozen words, the silence broke at last. Night as this I never knew, the reins I scarce can hold. And Charlotte said in a feeble voice, I am exceeding cold. He cracked his whip and hurried the steeds more swiftly than before, until at length 5 other miles they quickly did pass o'er. At length says Charles, how fast the ice is gathering on my brow. Charlotte said in a feeble voice, I'm growing warmer now. Till on they slide through the frosty air and in the cold starlight, until at length the village inn and the ballroom were in sight. They reached the place and Charles jumped out and held his hands for her. Why sit you there like a monument that has no power to stir? He asked her once, he asked her twice, she answered not a word. He asked her for her hand again, and yet she never stirred. He took her hands within his own, oh God, they were cold as stone. He tore the mantle from her brow, the cold stars on her show. And quickly to the lighted hall, her life was for me bore. Young Charlotte was a frozen corpse, never spoke no more. He sat himself down by his side, and the bitter tears did flow. He said, my dear intended bride, I never more shall know. He threw his arms around her neck and kissed her marble brow. His thoughts went back to the place where she said, I'm getting warmer now. He put the corpse into the sleigh and quickly hurried home. And when he reached the cottage door, oh, how her parents mourned. They mourned for the loss of their daughter dear, young Charlie mourned for his bride. He mourned until his heart did break, and they slumbered side by side.